Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are worried about their kindergartners. They tell me things like, my child says school is too hard, or my little one comes home exhausted and shuts down when I try to help with homework. And I want you to know something really important right now. You are not alone in this, and your child is not struggling because something is wrong with them. In fact, what's happening is completely normal, and I'm going to explain why. Let me start by saying this. If your 5 or 6-year-old is feeling overwhelmed by school expectations, their response is actually showing you how huge this transition really is. Think about it. Just a few months ago, your child might have been in preschool, where play was the main activity, where they had smaller class sizes, where teachers could give them more one-on-one attention. And now, suddenly, they're in kindergarten. They're expected to sit still for longer periods, follow complex routines, learn to read and write and do math, all while managing their emotions in a much bigger, busier environment with less support. That's a lot for a little person. Here's what the research tells us, and this is so important. When young children encounter the transition to kindergarten, they face a qualitatively different environment that requires brand new emotional and behavioral regulation skills. Studies show that kindergarten presents novel demands, things like learning academic content, following classroom routines, and developing self-control, all with decreased supervision compared to what they had in preschool. And here's the key. This transition naturally brings up big emotions, anxiety, excitement, frustration, sometimes all at once. Now, Dr. Mark Greenberg, who's a distinguished professor of human development and psychology, emphasizes that social and emotional competencies are essential to learning, positive development, and success in school, careers, and life. And research by Dr. Paolo Graziano and his colleagues found something fascinating. They discovered that children who have difficulty regulating their emotions have trouble learning in the classroom and are less productive and accurate when completing assignments. But here's the wonderful part. Emotion regulation skills can be learned and strengthened, just like reading or math skills. So when your child comes home and says, I can't do this, or school is too hard, what they're really telling you is, I'm feeling overwhelmed by all these new emotions, and I don't know how to manage them yet. They're not giving up. They're not being lazy. They're having a completely normal response to a big developmental challenge. And the beautiful truth is, every time they try something that feels hard, even when they struggle, their brain is actually growing stronger. Just like muscles get stronger when we exercise them, brains get stronger when they're challenged. The magic book showed me a story that illustrates this so perfectly. It's called The Memory Weaving Library, and it's about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover a magical library where books glow when readers struggle. When they face an impossible puzzle book that seems way too difficult, they feel exactly like your child might feel about schoolwork. Overwhelmed, frustrated, ready to give up. But then Grandma Mary teaches them something wonderful. She shows them that challenges make brains stronger, just like plants need difficulties to bloom and grow. And that's exactly what's happening with your kindergartner right now. When they struggle with learning to write their letters, or when they feel frustrated trying to sound out words, or when they come home exhausted from managing all those big feelings all day long, their brain is literally growing new connections. They're building resilience. They're developing the emotional regulation skills that will serve them for their entire lives. So what can you do to help? First, validate their feelings. When your child says school is too hard, don't rush to fix it or dismiss it. Instead, try saying something like, I hear you. Learning new things can feel really hard sometimes. That simple acknowledgement helps them feel seen and understood, and it teaches them that all feelings are okay. Second, help them understand that struggle is part of learning. You might say, remember that story about Leo and Mia and the magical library? Your brain is like that library right now. Every time you try something challenging, even when it feels impossible, you're making your brain stronger and smarter. You're growing. Third, create a calm, supportive space at home. After a long day of managing emotions and learning new skills, your child needs time to decompress. They need connection with you. They need play. They need rest. Don't feel pressured to do lots of homework or extra academics right now. What they need most is your presence, your patience, and your belief in them. And fourth, remember that this phase is temporary. The research shows that when children receive support for their emotional regulation during this critical transition period, they build the foundation for both immediate and long-term academic success. Your child is learning so much right now, not just about letters and numbers, but about how to manage stress, how to persevere through challenges, how to ask for help when they need it. These are life skills. The consensus among child development experts is clear. When children enter kindergarten feeling overwhelmed by new expectations, their emotional regulation skills become the critical factor determining whether they can engage with learning or shut down under stress. And the beautiful news is, you can help them develop these skills. Through your patience, your validation, your warm presence, and yes, through stories like the Memory Weaving Library that show them they're not alone in their struggles. In the Book of Inara, we have this story and so many others specifically designed to help children understand that challenges are opportunities for growth. When you read the Memory Weaving Library with your child, you can remind them afterward, your brain is like that magical library. It gets stronger every time you try something challenging, even when it feels hard. Remember how Leo and Mia felt when the puzzle was too difficult? Your brain is growing stronger right now, just like theirs did. So tonight, or whenever you have a quiet moment with your little one, I want you to tell them something for me. Tell them that Inara and the magic book see how hard they're working. Tell them that feeling overwhelmed doesn't mean they're failing, it means they're growing. Tell them that their brain is becoming stronger and more amazing every single day. And tell them that you're so proud of them, not just for what they accomplish, but for showing up and trying even when it's hard. You're doing a wonderful job, dear parent. Your child is so lucky to have someone who cares enough to seek out information and support. Keep validating their feelings. Keep providing that warm, safe space at home. Keep believing in them. And remember, the Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories and wisdom and love. Sweet dreams and happy learning, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.